For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk a little betting how it relates to Patrick Mahomes, because it won't be this football season because it's not even going to be on the ballot until November, but maybe next football season if you are in Missouri and you don't want to drive across the state line anymore. How much should you weigh when a quarterback gets hurt and the value? Patrick Mahomes, this probably doesn't surprise you. Based off of the spread and the folks over at Fantasy Labs and Action Network, Patrick Mahomes is worth 6.5 points. So if the Chiefs, let's say, are going to a game and they're favored by 6, and Patrick Mahomes is not in the game, he's hurt in this terrible hypothetical. Okay. Well, that's what you could. Doesn't mean the line is 100% going to adjust like that,
so
but that's the belief.
Missed games and they've never dropped line 7 points.
Correct.
And in a weird way, I actually think the Action Network is more right on Mahomes. On other quarterbacks, I think I could make an argument, but Patrick Mahomes for sure is worth 7 points. And you know how I know that? Is that if some other quarterback, their backup, had to play 17 consecutive games for him, not just one, 17 consecutive games for him, they'd be a touchdown worse in every game. They'd win 5 games. Maybe they'd win. Carson Wentz is decent.
Carson, seven games. Some of the starting quarterbacks in the league. Carson Wentz is better than how many right now that you would feel better?
5 or 7, probably. I mean, he's better than 2 other starting quarterbacks in this division.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's a pretty good start. Maybe 5 to 7 quarterbacks he's better than, but not like a ton. I thought that, like, at first I was willing to or ready to scoff at the idea. And I'm like, no, that's what he's better. He is probably a full, almost touchdown swing different than anybody who is behind him. Look at the statistics, the entire thing. The more stunning thing to me is they still have, and I'm not kidding, Anthony Richardson is almost a 2-point favorite. Russell Wilson is 1.5 favorite. They say Daniel Jones is 1.5 in the positive. They're claiming that if somebody came in for Daniel Jones, they'd get worse. And I just don't even know how that's possible. Would they really? I just think it'd be the same.
Carson Wentz is worth 0. Well, he's level 0 points is what they say.
Yeah, that feels
so just,
right.
So just 0. So Daniel Jones at 1.5. I mean, he's a starting quarterback in the league. I don't make your jokes, but that makes sense.
Who's his backup? Drew Lock?
Yeah.
He can't be worse. If they had to start the same, I would not bet that team any differently.
You just probably don't bet on the Giants anyway. But like the which I'm with you. But the preseason, in that one game, believe it or not, Daniel Jones looked way better than Drew Lock. And I know he's local, and some people root for the kid, and we should, but Daniel Jones looked better than Drew Lock.
I think
in that
Daniel
preseason.
Jones gets a little bit of a harsh rap, not for the standpoint of that he's a better quarterback than what he has showed, but the offensive line, I mean, there was one, I don't know if it was a Monday night game or something like that last year, where he snapped the ball, and within a half a second, the right tackle was already on his butt, and he was getting chased around by somebody. This is before he got hurt, obviously. I think that's part of the reason. Not that he's good. I see that Russell Wilson's the same as Daniel Jones. Is Russell Wilson 1.5?
They have Russell Wilson as
Justin Fields.
They have him as 1.5 as well.
They also have Fields as half a point.
Half a point. Yeah, I mean, I don't think, this is why I don't think Russell Wilson is 1.5. That I do not think I would bet the Steelers any differently is if 1 minute before kickoff they told me it's Justin Fields today, not Russell Wilson. I'd be like, okay, same difference. I'd be like, hey, sir, we'll give you a chance. You can cancel your bet right now. I know you bet the Steelers +8.5. You can get them the same, though, +8.5. I'd be like, yeah, okay, sure. I'm not changing my bet because Justin Fields got in the game. What this story does tell me a little bit is what we already know. The AFC is so disproportionately loaded at quarterback compared to the NFC. Because according to this, and this is one person's opinion over the Action Network, here are the quarterbacks he lists 1 through 5 for most likely to change the spread. Patrick Mahomes, 6.5 points. Lamar Jackson, 5.5 points. And I agree with Lamar because he does something so specific. Imagine going to his backup just kind of changes the configuration a little bit. Joe Burrow, 5.5 points. CJ Stroud, 5 points. Josh Allen, 5 points. The top 5 quarterbacks, according to him, in swing in points, all play in the AFC. That doesn't sound wrong to you. Are those the 5 best quarterbacks? CJ Stroud's too early, but I mean, you would still take Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson over Hurts, Rodgers, Prescott, right? I mean, and there's other NFC quarterbacks, Purdy. Is there somebody you would take? Is there an NFC quarterback you take over those top five in the AFC?
No. No, I'm
Love?
No, because I think Jordan Love is entering that conversation. I'm not thinking that he is definitively in that yet. Everybody's very high on him. It's still a small sample size for Jordan Love. He was really, really good at times last year, but it to me was an 8 or 9 game stretch. I've seen longer than an 8 or 9 game stretch, of course, from Allen or Burrow or Lamar and these other guys.
Lamar's got 2 MVPs.
It's just a much, heck, I saw, I mean, CJ Stroud was a rookie, but I saw way more games where CJ Stroud looked dominant than I did Jordan Love. And Jordan Love was really good, but it was a small, it was half the season. CJ Stroud was great the entire season.
I know you like Dak Prescott. Dak's not in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Dak above. The names you mentioned again were Mahomes, Burrow, Stroud. Josh Allen.
They had Stroud.
And Stroud. I told you Dak, we did the QB ranking a couple weeks ago. I had Dak as number 5 or 6 on my list.
Yeah, I don't.
I guess in that scenario, I think I did have Stroud 7. So maybe, yes, Drew. Maybe Dak would be just above Stroud then.
But same argument. The only one, yeah. Same argument is that you just, like, you. Like, when you're talking about Stroud, it's a limited sample size, but he has the same sample size as Jordan Love. Like, and CJ Stroud did in his rookie season. Like, that holds more weight.
That's what I'm saying. I actually think we've seen more games. We've seen more games of Stroud being dominant. That's what I was arguing. We've seen more games of dominant.
I would say maybe it's the same, but like, Stroud was a rookie in his first year, so it just holds more weight. You know, Jordan Love did in his fourth year in the league.
Someone wants to hear Dak Prescott Scottish. What does Dak sound like if he had a Scottish heritage? Yeah. That's from
I have to think about that for a second. I'm tired of Jerry Jones, man. I'm ready to leave Dallas. Jerry, trade me.
I hope this person don't who gives me singing CD. Lessons give him trade accent me. Lessons. I can't do Scottish either, so don't.
What a day.
It would just sound like Fat Bastard.
It's been a great show for you, Drew. It's been a really good
All
show
I
today.
To
I thought you
wanted,
said you were going to try to lay low the rest of the show after that after that stadium
Can I
tick.
Play for any team other than the Dallas Cowboys, please? I do think there's something.
You got CeeDee Lamb quote tweeting. There's their owner. They're a mess.
There is some. I think that they're. Mahomes, you maybe could say, I don't know if you could say more than 6.5. Like, he's worth more.
It's tough because we always think these quarterbacks. I mean, Mahomes is, of course, great, but in the betting world, like, no quarterback is worth. We all like, oh, well, he's worth every penny. Of course. But a quarterback in an NFL game where the margin is still so tight, a quarterback's not worth 10 points. I know we all think Mahomes is worth 20 points or whatever, but like in the betting world, that's not how bookmakers operate. Like, no, they're not going to make
he's
not worth 10
3
points.
Touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think that because in that same
and
breath,
and it's just
though,
in the NFL, that's just not really how it works.
Well, in the same breath, though, the Ravens almost won a playoff game with Tyler Huntley as their starting quarterback. Like, I think that's
why they're saying typically those guys are only worth a lot of quarterbacks in the league are worth 2-3 points, according
right,
to that.
Right, which
field goal.
Like, Lamar, I don't know, is he actually worth 5.5? Is Jake Browning was
I
really
think so.
Jake Browning was really good last year. The Bengals went 9-8. I know Joe Burrow played in half the season, but is Joe Burrow worth 5.5 points?
When he's healthy, I think he is. Yeah, like when he's 100% healthy.
Not the way he was playing hurt last year.
I agree, but I think there's more. There's more argument to Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow's numbers than Patrick Mahomes' number.
I also think I'm playing it out in my head is if this person had to start 17 games. And that's where the 5, 5.5 becomes significantly more realistic.
Yeah.
In any one-off random game, yeah, you know, someone can hang for a little bit. The game can only be 3 points. And you're like, well, then it was really only 3 points. You're like, but maybe Mahomes would have beaten by 10. Maybe it wouldn't even have been a 3-point loss or a 1-point loss or a 3-point win. Maybe it'd have been a 10-point win or a 13-point win. That 6.5 is easier to come by than you think, especially with a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I do think he matters for probably a touchdown over most quarterbacks.
Does it say what Will Levis is worth? Is he worth more after his ad campaign today? What's the number show for the Tennessee Titans?
Will Levis is a net zero, according to him. Well, actually, sorry, 0.5.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.